Today's recording is sponsored by Judah and Dina Miller, Lizchus, in the merit of the Refuah Shleima, the complete recovery of their nephew Ilan Yoel Ben Adina Bracha, and with much blessing for his parents Adina and Yoni Raf, that they may see only happiness, health, and naches from all their children going forward. When you come to the place of the pure rock, do not say, water, water. So Rabbi Akiva warned his friends as they were about to ascend into the mystical realm known as the Pardes. Although the Talmud has in it all the deepest metaphysical secrets and philosophical truths, most often the Talmud doesn't speak openly in mystical terms. One of the rare exceptions is the famous story in the Talmud in Chagiga, which speaks of the four that entered the mystical Pardes, the mystical, Kabbalistic, spiritual upper world. And the Talmud says that out of the four that entered, only Rabbi Akiva came out sane and healthy. The other three met difficult ends. And as explained by the Ari, that the reason that those three did not come out okay from their sojourn to the mystical realms is because they didn't heed the warning of Rabbi Akiva, that he said to them, when you reach the place of the pure rock, do not say, water, water. What does that mean? Don't say, mayim, mayim, don't say, water, water. So the holy books explain that this is referring to the upper waters and the lower waters. We know that in the first day of creation, there was just the infinite light of God. God said, let there be light, and there was just an infinite revelation of everything God is. And on the second day of creation, he split the upper waters and the lower waters. He made a firmament. He made a curtain, a divide, a concealment that separated the upper waters and the lower waters. If you almost think of the letter Aleph, the letter Aleph is a firmament, a line, separating an upper yud and a lower yud. And that means that the first step in the creative process that God did to conceal is to make what seems to be a separation between upper waters, which means experiences of closeness to God, beautiful romantic feelings of oneness with the divine, wonderful sunshiny summer days, times when the stock market is doing great and all your stocks and bonds are wonderful, periods in life where everything is going grand and everything is zippity-doo-dah, zippity-day, and you feel like Dick Van Dyke dancing along with a cane. But then he separated the lower waters, the cold waters of frustration, of separation, cold stark hotel rooms, the lower waters of bitterness and spirituality of feeling far from God, bitterness in life when everything seems to be going wrong. On the second day of creation, God made the upper waters and the lower waters. He separated the good from the bad. He separated the positive from the negative. He separated the yin from the yang. He separated the male from the female. He separated the IRS from Netflix. He separated exuberance from despair. He made upper waters and lower waters. And Rabbi Akiva warned his friends that when we go to the place of mystical vision and we see the pure rock that God is, that is the letter Aleph, that is only a full letter Aleph when it has both Yuds, and yet the Aleph equals one. Coincidentia oppositorum, the unification of opposites is the truth of God's essence. Do not say water, water, because the secret of true unity is not homogeneousness. It's the ability to contain, and not only contain, but harmonize and live with opposites. Don't say water, water, because in the feeling of frustration and separation, pain and loneliness is God as much as in the feelings of exuberance and closeness and spiritual growth. The lower waters is as much as part of the Aleph as the upper waters. Don't say that they're two separate things. It's all equally God's unity. Don't you know, Rabbi Akiva told them, that the feeling of being far from God, the feeling of frustration and pain, is as much God as the feeling of being close to Him? Do you think a human being's experience of closeness to the divine is more divine than a human being's frustration from being far from God? As Shakespeare wrote in A Winter's Tale, to unpathed waters, undreamed shores, a course more promising than a wild dedication of yourselves. To unpathed waters, undreamed shores. Don't give a path to water. Don't say water, water. Go beyond the shores of your dreams of what God is. Include everything you ever experience within God's unity, because they all are God's unity.